This is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 10. We're looking at the character of Lot as we've been going through different character studies lately, and it's just taken us right through the book of Genesis. It's so full of good characters for us to look at, and we're looking at Lot now, a man who was a righteous man before God. He was saved, if you will, and yet he was a man of the world, and we're seeing what became of that, what kind of a destruction that brought in his life. And the last time we were together, we found Lot with his back up against the wall, the men of Sodom and Gomorrah about to molest him and to take the men from him that were his guests, who were the angels come to save him, and they were going to break in and destroy what Lot had. Now, let's begin with a word of prayer before we go any further. Father, we do thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word. We thank you for these examples. We just pray, Father, that you would teach us by them, that you would show us what you would have us to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, again, we have seen Lot with his back to the wall. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah are about to assault him in his home and to take his guests away from him. And he's already offered them his two daughters. He says they're virgins that have never known men, but they turned that down. Now they've rejected him, and they back him up to the door of the house. But the angels were inside the house, and it says in verse 10, the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. Now, the angels reach out and they grab Lot and they bring him into the house and they shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. You think of this. These men were so evil. They were so wicked that even after the angels had smitten them with blindness, even after they had came to the point that they couldn't see, they still were searching for the door so hard that they got tired doing it. Now, the one thing that we need to know about these Sodomites is that that is exactly what they were, Sodomites. They were homosexuals, bisexuals, if you will. They were after these men. The wickedness of these men was so great that they tired themselves trying to find the door. And what's going on today in our society and in our country, these men are so wicked that they're forcing the issue, and they want child pornography. They want relationships with young men. They want to press and press and press till they get everything that they can have and go beyond and above all of the rules and the regulations. Never content, but the wickedness is so great that they weary themselves to do it. And how true this is. Men and women, this is just the fact. And it's held true from this day, from the first city of Sodomites, to today in the cities of Sodomites that we have today. The wickedness of man and of his heart is so great that he'll weary himself trying to satisfy it. But I'm saying there is no satisfaction in the flesh, the lust of the flesh, nor any such thing, nor in sin. And the men said to Lot, do you have any here besides son-in-law and your sons and your daughters? And whatever you have in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. The angels now tell Lot, everything and everybody that you have, get them out of this city. Let's bring it out of this place because we're going to destroy it. Because the cry of wickedness is what they're saying of this place is waxing great, has become great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. These were two angels of judgment. What's interesting is the angels of judgment were the angels of deliverance for the people of God. The same angels who were to destroy this place are the same ministering angels sent forth to minister to those who should be heirs of salvation. The angels that those who are saved have such joy in knowing about are the same angels who this world should be fearing. We have TV programs today that make angels look like men, that say, well, if you do all right, you'll be all right, or that it really don't matter, you're caught underneath your circumstances, and the angels are going to take you to heaven anyway. That is an unbiblical teaching. It is false doctrine. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, though I, or an angel from heaven, come unto you and preach unto you any gospel, then that which you have received, let him be accursed or damned of God. Men and women, it does not matter if an angel comes today and says that if you die, if you're poor, if you're bad off, if you're caught under your circumstances, you're going to be all right. We're going to save you anyway. That's what we're here for. That is a lie of the devil, men and women. The angels are sent for the children of God and those who shall be the children of God. The Spirit of God is the one that convicts our heart of sin and of righteousness, of judgment. He leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation provided by God. These angels will not take an unjust man to heaven for salvation. They cannot. It is unbiblical. The only time that we find any kind of an angel carrying a man to heaven was with Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus being a saved man carried by the angels up into heaven, and the rich man wakes up in hell, the one who had rejected God. So men and women, the same angels that come to save, that come to deliver those who are saved, are the same angels who will destroy the wicked. The angels will separate the sheep from the goats. They will separate the God's people from those who are not. And it will be the same group. And where will you be in that day? Where are you now? Don't be waiting on some good deed to get you into heaven, because there is no such way. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. The Bible says he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He says, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that he has, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Jesus Christ gave himself to deliver us. He died for our sins. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And now if you reject that salvation, if you turn to any other way, then you have turned away from the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. Now, back to where we were. The two angels are carrying Lot outside of the city. They've told them, get ready, get your people ready, and let's get out of here. So Lot goes out in verse 14, and he speaks to his sons-in-law and who married his daughters, and said, up, go out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. And they sing to him as one that mocked, to his sons-in-law. They thought that Lot was mocking them. You know, if we play around with the world too much as Christians, if we live in this world without ever having any kind of testimony for Christ, and then we go out and we suddenly come to the realization God is about to judge this world, we can't really expect them to listen to us, can we? Lot had went down into Sodom and Gomorrah, had lived like this wickedness was no problem, evidently. At least this was the impression that the sons-in-law had gotten. And now he tells them that the judgment of God is coming, and they thought he was mocking. They thought he was having a good time with them. Lot had lost his testimony for the Lord. This should be a challenge to every one of us who are Christians. Let's be careful what we say. Let's be careful what we do and where we go, and what kind of an impression we leave with those who are unsaved. And this is where we need the strength of the Lord for his deliverance from our own sinful ways. Boy, that's a real need today, ain't it? So he goes, and they think he's mocking. And when the morning rose, and the angels hastened Lot, saying, raise up, take your wife and your daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of this city. So Lot rises up and takes his two daughters. But it says he lingered in verse 16. While he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Lot was taking too long. Lot was lingering in this city. And finally, the angels just take Lot, and they grab a hold of him, and they take him and his family completely out of the city by force. We don't know. Why didn't Lot just go on and get out? Why did he linger? Why did he wait? Maybe he was looking at his possessions. Maybe he was regretting what was about to happen. But regardless of what the reason was, these angels were going to see to it that Lot was delivered out of the judgment of God. You know that it says in Thessalonians that they which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together to be with him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And I believe that really the day that the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to snatch some of us up that don't really want to go. He's going to take some people out that are in love with this world and that have let the love of this world get a hold of their hearts. Even saved people, men and women, can be gotten a hold of by the world. And the thing of Lot, we're going to see the results of this as we read on in our next time together. He may have been delivered from the judgment. He may have got out of the city. But he's going to lose so much. And not only so, but his lineage is going to be causing trouble in the future, in the time to come. So we saw that God is destroying the wicked, that the same angels that brought life to Lot and his family brought death and judgment to the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. We've seen that the life of the Christian must be a life of faithfulness. It must be a life with a testimony, so that whenever the Lord does use us to speak, people won't believe we're just mocking. So let's be careful how we live in this world. We've also seen that there is salvation in none other, for there is no other name given among men under the heaven whereby we must be saved, but it is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you trusted him as your Savior? He died for your sins. He shed his blood for you. Will you turn to him, or will you be in that judgment in that day? This has been Jeff Buckles of the Three Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. Join us tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.